Jesse Stone helped shape the sound that was to become rock and roll. As chief arranger during the early days at Atlantic Records, he guided the company toward producing a more swinging, urban sound. He wrote such hits as Money Honey and Shake, Rattle and Roll. A new collection focuses on his own singing career. Our critic Milo Miles says it's high time we heard from the man himself.
In Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw, chopped up finer than a bale of straw. When you crunch and gnaw, a bunch of coleslaw keeps you chewing like a crosscut saw. Exercise your jaw by eating coleslaw, best old goodness that you ever saw. You can break no law by wanting coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. It can't be.
From the start, Jesse Stone was determined to make it in the music business. He started with fiddle and dancing dogs when he was just a teenager. In the 1930s, he became the musical mentor for the Sweethearts of Rhythm, the finest all-female big band. Stone was still performing and arranging in his 90s when he entered the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame 5 years ago. And yet, as far as I know, there has never been an album of strictly Jesse Stone sides until now. Called Jesse Stone, alias Charles Chuck Calhoun, it begins with numbers that are unquestionably post-World War II swing and jump blues. It ends 11 years later in 1958 with tunes that are absolutely rock and roll. Stone's randy sensibility and touch with sleek, tough arrangements bridges the gap as well as anyone.
From style she sure ain't lacking, so how should I object? 'Cause when we start in smacking, her lips wrap all around my neck.
Check.
Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy? Yes, I'd resist them if I could. Lord, I swear they sure are good.
If it's possible to be both elegant and off-color, Stone could do it. The hepcat rakishness of his 40s songs is very much in the mode of his old friend Louis Jordan. Who influenced who is hard to say. Best just to note that Jordan was a far stronger singer and sax player than Stone, but that Stone was his equal as a songwriter and a wit. Stone numbers like Keep Your Big Mouth Shut and Bling-a-ling-a-ling could be outtakes from Jordan at his most popular. Stone's attitude in his songs changes very little over the years, gets a bit more juvenile maybe, as befits the high school-obsessed 50s. But after he hooked up with Atlantic, he did gain his most crisp, inventive backup bands, with sax players like Hal Cornbread Singer and Sam the Man Taylor, along with guitarist Mickey Baker and other aces. These were the players with the smarts and licks to capture what Stone had heard Southern bands use to drive crowds wild. That is, new beats that were both more fluid and assertive than any rhythm and blues had been up to that time. Here's a Stone tune in the old swing mode.
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete
makes you jump for joy. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete
is the wrong McCoy. Sneaky Pete is the juice that seems so mild. After two drinks, it drives you wild. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete
makes your ears go bop. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete
helps you blow your top. Sneaky Pete is the jive that hits the spot. After one drink, your blood runs hot. Oh, it feels so good.
Here's a transitional number smack dab in the middle. That was as close as Stone came to having a hit.
Smack dab in the middle, pitch a B. Smack dab in the middle, fling a me. Smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
And here's a near instrumental that's all the way into rock and roll. By the time this tune came out in 1958, enough of America had heard of this music to be having spasms about it. Full sound and ageless cool Stone developed in the early Atlantic sides provided inspiration for everything that came later, including Phil Spector, Motown, and the British Invasion. Jesse Stone was much more of a giant as a studio master and band preparer than he is as a performer. The CD Jesse Stone, alias Charles Chuck Calhoun, is probably only essential to confirmed fans of proto-rock and classic R&B, especially since it's an expensive German import. But I swear, half a dozen tracks on it will thrill anyone with a soul for the rest of their lives.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed Jesse Stone, alias Charles Chuck Calhoun, on the Bear Family label.